Did I not tell you in my word to covet the gifts, and more especially that you would prophesy? But if you don't covet them, if you don't desire them, they won't manifest. They won't manifest in you if you don't desire them, because I am not going to force myself on you. So you must yield to me. You must desire them. You must open yourself up for the gifts to begin to flow. And you must be willing to accept that somebody's going to see you. But if they don't see you, they won't see me. So open yourself to me, yield to me, and begin to desire the things of my spirit. Begin to desire for my spirit to choose you. You don't make it happen. I choose, but I can only choose those that are willing to be chosen. So desire. Desire these gifts. Desire that they would flow and be a part of exposing me to the world.
There are many who say they want to enter into the kingdom of God, but yet the fear that they have of being seen does not allow them to enter in, for they fear men more than they fear God. They don't see it this way. They don't understand it this way. But that is the reason why so many do not enter in, is because they're looking to the opinion of men rather than to my opinion of them, saith God. For I choose who I will to work in the gifts, but yet you must will to be chosen for me to be able to choose you. For if you do not choose me above the things of the world, then I am tied and I am limited. But I don't want to be limited in my family. I don't want to be limited in my house, says God. For I want to rule and reign, and I want to use you to let your light shine so that others can see me, that others can enter the kingdom of heaven. But you must be willing to enter in. You must be willing to be a participant of those things that you believe for and you believe in, so that they will manifest through you, and thus my kingdom will expand and my kingdom will increase, saith the Lord.